Dr. Louis Edward Sale was killed on May 21st in Ganiel facility. Health workers say more than 2 weeks after Dr. Sale's killing, the government has yet to release a report on the incident or make any arrests. Dr. Anthony Garang, chairperson of the South Sudan Healthy Professional Committee, told reporters in Juba on Thursday that medical workers did not immediately go on strike after Dr. Sale's death because they wanted to give the government time to investigate his killing.
We, the executive members of the South Sudan Health Professions Committee, met on the evening of Monday, the 7th of June, 2021, to deliberate and consider members' demands, and we hereby wish to notify you that the meeting had approved the members' quest for a nationwide strike for 2 days, commencing on Monday, the 14th of June, 2021, and ending on Tuesday, 15th of June, 2021.
Dr. Garang says all efforts by health workers to diplomatically engage with the national ministries of health, the interior, and humanitarian affairs over the matter have not yielded any tangible outcome.
So far, we have not received any meaningful response from the concerned authorities. The silence of authorities has given us the impression that the health workers' calls are being ignored and that contributions of the health workers are not being valued, and also that health professionals' lives do not matter.
Dr. Garang called on health workers across the country to lay down their tools for 2 days in hopes that the government responds.
After the 2-day strike, we will be reviewing and evaluate any progress or response from authorities and then determine the next course of action, which is whether or not to resume the strike or escalate it to a full strike with other demands included.
Healthy workers say the killing of their colleague undermines the work of healthy professionals across the country. Unity State Information Minister Gabriel Horn McQuay says investigations into the doctor's killing have yet to begin.
We will be rushing, otherwise it will not be helped, because some rumors are saying this person made a suicide and some people are saying he was killed. So these kind of rumors are there, but we will arrive into the real facts later as soon as possible.
The South Sudan Healthy Professionals Committee is comprised of the South Sudan Doctors Union, the South Sudan Medical Laboratory Professionals Union, the Clinical Officers Council of South Sudan, the Pharmacists Society of South Sudan, the South Sudan Nurses and Midwifery Association, and the South Sudan Public Health Professionals Association. South Sudan in Focus tried without success to get a comment on the story from the National Ministries of Health, Interior, and Humanitarian Affairs. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.